What are you thankful for? Let me share something that I'm very thankful for on today's program. Hey guys, welcome to a very special Thanksgiving edition of Grace and Truth. I'm a grateful, gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. Hope and pray that you're doing well. Today's message was broadcasted live on Facebook on November 21st, 2017. Let's take a listen.
So, Thanksgiving's coming up, and this year my birthday's on Thanksgiving. As I reflected on this year, there's a lot to be thankful for. Now, because my birthday will be on Thanksgiving this year, I won't be able to celebrate it with a lot of friends. But I'm going to be celebrating it with family this year, and family really does come first. So, keep me in prayer for that. And I hope and pray that you have a happy Thanksgiving for this week. Now, I want to talk to you about something that's been on my heart. I want to share with you about this. It's a little Thanksgiving devotional. And I've been given permission to share this. In my story, you've come to know how God was able to turn hurts into healing in my life when he used a hurt and then used a mutual friend of mine, Daniel Hansen, to introduce me to Celebrate Recovery, and how Celebrate Recovery was then used by God to bring me back where I am today and to be able to share my story, which has now reached over 2,000 people, including France. My hope and prayer for any of you who've seen my story is that you've been encouraged and that you can find hope in the gospel. Now, what you probably did not know was that there was another mutual friend who was also aware of what was going on during the time when I was in Monterey. And that, of course, was my friend and brother, Derek North. Derek is an incredible brother in Christ, and he, at that time, served as the worship and college military career pastor at First Baptist Monterey. And he now serves in Davis. And I gotta be honest with you. Now, let me preface by saying this. Feelings are not facts. Whatever feelings you may have, remember, always trust in your Adonai and to be able to allow the hurts that you have, give them to him. He wants to take them from you and give you a new heart and new spirit, just like he did with me years ago, 2 years ago, on February 6, 2015. You know, even as I may have felt that there were some hurt, that I was betrayed, by the grace of God, God was able to turn me around where I am today and then reconnect. And little did I know, I would share my story with Derek. And Derek was encouraged. And he has an incredible album as well, two albums in particular. One is called Lay a Soul Upon My Heart, and the other is called Fresh Water. I strongly encourage you guys to check out those albums. What I'm trying to say is that had God not turned that hurt into healing in my life by basically having that friendship restored, I don't know where I would be today, especially because as I reflect on this year, life is precious and friendships are so precious. Our relationships with one another, especially fellow believers, is important as well. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because late October, Derek was diagnosed with cancer, and it is in the nasal and throat area. The good news is he has had some radiation as well as some chemo, and he seems to be doing well. As I had reflected on that, initially when I first heard the news, I was really hurt to know that my brother was hurting. And then I started thinking about this a bit. I started asking God something that my friend and brother Jake Kaskavich, associate pastor of Valley Community Church, once taught me, and that is, ask God, what do you want me to learn from this? And I did ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this? And the one thing I learned is that friendships are precious. Life is precious. And restoration is so wonderful. There is restoration, and there is no condemnation. And if that friendship had not been restored, and I had not connected with Derek and I heard about this, I can assure you I probably would have felt much more devastated than expected. But God was able to restore that friendship, and God was able to use me to reconnect with Derek and to be able to encourage him with my story. And he's even encouraged me more than he knows. So I want to encourage you guys with this. Do you know somebody who you've been deeply encouraged by? Whether it's a restored friendship or a long-time friendship that you've had, take a moment and encourage them and to let them know that God loves them and that you are grateful to have them in your life. I would strongly encourage you to do that this year for Thanksgiving.
A footnote, months after this video was broadcasted on Facebook, Derek completed his chemotherapy and radiation treatments. I am happy to report that he has been declared cancer-free since spring to summer of 2018. Praise Adonai! Grace and Truth is a ministry of the gospel-centered autism awareness movement, which exists to help anyone who struggles with Asperger's syndrome to find hope and freedom through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We recommend healthy churches that will welcome them in while holding firm to the gospel without compromise. For more information, go to chewmadenew.com/gcam. That's chew, C-H-E-W, madenew.com/GCAAM. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Perhaps you're listening to this program and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my testimony from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. And if you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others, and don't forget to use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my testimony on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the button that says, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cinco's!